It's Coast 93.1 Blake and Eva Show at 8:43. We have to give a shout out to Sarah, who was supposed to be here visiting, but is not. And we're really happy that she's not. That comes off the wrong way. So Katie's here, and Kim just stepped out. She's coming back in. But Kim won a visit to the morning show studio in an auction for a charity. And we love that. You know, sometimes we'll type up a little thing, come visit the studio and bring friends or whatever. And that's, you know, a way to contribute to these charities. So Kim went and bought it. And then so it was supposed to be you or Kim and then you, Katie, and then your friend Sarah.
Yes.
Unfortunately, what happened to Sarah's dog?
Sarah's dog got sprayed by a skunk last night.
Yeah.
And then Sarah.
So, Sarah, thank you for not coming in and
they said they smelled her and said no way.
Well, she kind of opened the opposite car door. I was standing on one side of the car.
Oh, so she was going to get in and come.
Oh, yeah. She drove all the way to my house, ready.
Oh,
the door,
dear.
I was like,
she didn't even know how bad she smelled.
I think she was dealing with it all night.
So
until
you
she was used
this.
To it.
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
Oh, geez. Now, did she text you last night and be like, oh, my God, you're not going to believe what happened?
I think she did, but I didn't read it. So
right.
She got all the way to my house. And
she got all the way to your house, and she gets in the car, and you're like.
I didn't even let her in the car.
Oh, my God. Well, Sarah, we're sorry you couldn't be here. Maybe we can figure out another day for her to come when she's been de-skunked.
Yeah, make sure you're de-skunked. And when you get wet again, you're going to smell again. So don't think you're unskunked until you really prove it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe make a stop at the Scrub-a-Dub and just hop out of the car. I love that you ladies were like, oh, yeah, you really can't do this to us.
And imagine if they would have brought her. And somebody had to be the bad guy. Blake would be like, you have to tell her she has to leave. And I'd be like, oh, God.
Well, you're super sensitive to smells.
Yeah.
You know?
I would have had to say it, though. I would have been like, sorry.
Sorry, you got to leave. Eva would have kicked her right out.
Go wait in the car.
Kim, we were talking about how poor Sarah got booted out of the car because of the skunk. And we were also saying thank you to you ladies for having the foresight that would not be, you know, in a closed studio like this, it would be overwhelming.
Yeah, I got a call this morning saying we got an issue.
Was that from you, Katie?
No, that was from Sarah.
Oh, that was from Sarah.
With the issue.
We've already called her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll invite Sarah back sometime because we feel kind of bad. And, well, it's also a mix of that, and we're really grateful that she didn't expose us to, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for bidding. Thank you for bidding on us, Kim.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And, yeah,
it was. I'm really happy to be here.
And it was to benefit
for the Try for a Cure.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so Try for a Cure, we've been sponsors.
And
of
you guys are doing it first try this year, right?
We've been sponsors of that for a long time.
And whoever's doing the swim, Blake's usually a stripper. So
I'm a wetsuit stripper.
Nice.
Yeah,
he's a wetsuit stripper.
I
he's
heard
good
that's
at
a very hard job.
To
be the stripper.
It's there's a lot of pressure.
There is.
There's a lot of pressure. And for a gay man like me, seeing a bunch of dazed and confused women coming at you and saying, rip this off, it's a little intimidating. It's a little intimidating.
I'm sure you can handle it.
I handle it. You know what? I put on my butch big boy pants and I show up.
Well, I think Eva said she's at the end.
Yeah, at the finish line, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the microphone is. There's no microphone near the wetsuit stripping. Otherwise, she would do that, but there's no mic. Well, thank you to you ladies
thank
for coming
you.
In
thank
and
you
for,
very much.
For bidding on us. And thank you, Sarah, for staying home.
Ooh, that smell.
But come back and visit us some other time, okay?
Can't you smell that smell?
Yeah. I could just imagine, Eva. You're going to have to go.